Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamah Sadi Aleph from Abayis. We're holding on Sadi Aleph from an Aleph, 18 lines from the bottom. Niseis Shaloi Bereshas. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Huna Marav, Hachi Hilchasa, that the Halacha follows what Rav Shimon says at the end of the Mishnah, that if a lady is Niseis Shaloi Bereshas, without Bezdin, meaning two Edom came and said that her husband died, Bevedina Sayam, so then none of the Kanasais of the Mishnah apply. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. She doesn't need to get from anyone. And everything just continues on as normal. She just has to leave the second man. Now, Amr Rav Nachman, Ganava Ganuvi Lamalach, why do you have to steal and say this Halacha without quoting Rav Shimon? Yisvir lach Rav Shimon, if you hold like Rav Shimon, so just aim lach Rav Shimon, so just say it like that. The halacha follows Rav Shimon, the shmaitcha Rav Shimon, kazla, because clearly your memory is going like Rav Shimon, so just say that the halacha follows Rav Shimon. V'chitim yamin halacha Rav Shimon mashba filu b'kamaisa. Now we give off the impression that the halacha follows Rav Shimon in the entire Mishnah, even clapping that which Rav Shimon said in the Reisha, that when she's niseis with an eid echad and her husband comes back, so Rav Shimon says that she. If the first man dies, that there's Yibam, the brother of the first man is able to be Miyabim her. And that's not true. The Lach is not like Rav Shimon. So maybe if you say the Lach is like Rav Shimon, people will get misled to thinking that the Lach is like Rav Shimon even with regards to that. So then Eim Lach is like Rav Shimon. Bachreina. So just say that. The Lach follows Rav Shimon with regards to the last Lach that he said. Why not just say it like that? That's a kasha. Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has a different problem with Rav Huna Amar Rav. That Amina Kinayim B'Shachiv Rav Amar Lo Shmaitza. Rav must have been not so awake when he said over this memra that the Halacha follows Rav Shimon, because Halacha Mechad the Pligi. That gives the impression that really there's a machlekas about it, and it can't be that the Chachamim argue. In the case where she gets remarried through two Edom, everybody agrees that there's no kenasos of our Mishnah in such a case, because mehavel lemeva, what was she supposed to have done? She had two Edom saying that her husband died. Mi'anis ansa, she's a total aines, and therefore it's in svara it has to be that even the Chachamim would agree. Now the Gemara will address this svara on Amud Beis, but that's what Rav Shesha says. And Va'aydi says, I have a raya from a braisa. Va'ay tanya, I have a braisa that seems to say lahedya that the Rabbanan agree in such a case. Because they have a braisa that says, Kol ha'raya shebetayra in shichas eimenu get, chutz meishasi shenisis al pi bezden. It says that all the raya in the Torah, if a person's together with an erva, so he doesn't then have to give her a get, because nothing was chal, except for an eishas ish. If a guy's together with an eishas ish, shenisis al pi bezden, that got remarried through an eid echad, and he's the one who remarried her, so then he has to give her a get, which is mashma pi bezden hu debay gita, api eidem loy bay gita. Only if she gets remarried through bezden, he has to give her a get, but if it's not through bezden, if it's through two eidem, then he does not have to give her a get. So clearly the tan of this braisa holds that when a lady is nisis al pi eidem, there's no get that's needed. The kenasos of our Mishnah don't apply. When she's nisis al pi eid echad, we have the kenasos. But when she's nisis al pi shtei eidim, so then we don't have the kenasos. Now, money. Who is the tan of this braisa? Ilem or Reb Shimon? It can't be that's Reb Shimon, because if it's Reb Shimon, al pi bezdin mi bai get. Does Reb Shimon hold that when she's nisis al pi eid echad that she needs a get? The tan of our Mishnah holds like that. But does Reb Shimon hold like that? Well, Tani, we learned in the braisa. Now, Reb Shimon aimer asu bezdin bai rasim kezadan ish biisha. That when a woman gets remarried through an eid echad, she's like a zadon ish b'isha. We'll see soon what that means. Al pi eidim, she's like a shigigas ish b'isha, like a shaygeg. But idi v'idi loy ba'i get. The mashmois is that in both cases, there's no get that's needed. So that's Rav Shimon talking. Elav Rabbanani. So the earlier braisa, which said that when she gets niseis al pi eid echad, she needs a get. Al pi shtei eidim, she doesn't need a get. That must be the Rabbanan. And lahedya in the braisa, that when she's niseis al pi two eidim, there's no get that's needed. So you see that the Rabbanan agreed to Reb Shimon that when she's nisis api to Edom, you don't have the knasis of our Mishnah. So that's the kasha. That's Reb Sheshes' kasha. Why did Rav have to say that the halacha follows Reb Shimon? Kilu there's a machlekes. Says the Gemara that la'olam Reb Shimon. Now, no, really, I'll tell you that the original braisa is Reb Shimon. And really, when it's nisis al pi eid echad, she needs to receive a get. But we have the second braisa, which seems to suggest otherwise. No, I'll tell you what the pshat in the second braisa is. Says the Gemara, a few different pshatim. Now, lo'ilam Rav Shimoni, utar tzachi. Explain the second braisa as follows. Now, Rav Shimon aimer asu bezden bai rasun kikavanas ish b'isha. That bezden made that asu bezden bai rasun, which is nisis al pi bezden through an eid echad, so then she's like a man who was mizana with a penuya, but it was kavanas ish v'isha. It was with kavana that should be l'shem ishas. So then ubay get. In such a case, if a man's together with a woman l'shem ishas, so ishas nekis because shtaru bia being one of the kinyanim, he needs to give her a get and I'll pay them. But what she's needs is I'll pay them. So then she's kishaloi bekavanas ish v'isha v'loi ubay get. So then she's like a person that a man was mizana with a lady not l'shem ishas, in which case she does not need to receive a get. That's the pshat in the braisa. Where Vashi Amar, on a similar note, that in the Yisura Katani, that the second braisa was no shaykhas, it was talking about with her heter or iser status to her original husband. Vachi Kamar, this is what it was saying. That also bezna bayi rasan, kizad an ish biisha umitasra abayla. That when she's nisis alpied echad, she's like a eishas ish who is mezana b'mezit, in which case she becomes usher to her husband. Alpiedim, if she gets remarried through Adem, so then she's mutter to her husband, kishigigas ish biisha. She's like a eishas ish who is mezana b'shaygig, v'loi mitasra abayla. She does not become usher to her husband. Or Avina Amar in carbon katani, that the second braisa was discussing carbon. That also bezdin by rasan kizad an ish biisha. Now bezdin when she's nisus alpi bezdin alpi edechan. So she's like an hsh ish who is mezana b'mezid v'loy masya carbon, who does not bring a carbon. Whereas the alpi ed the mekashigas ish biisha umasya carbon. In such a case, she does bring a carbon. Or v'vayseima totally new teretz. And how come aisa rabbanani? That in a chanami the original braisa, the first braisa is the rabbanan. I'll give it to you that the first braisa is the Rabbanan. It's the first braisa is the Rabbanan, so then it says Lahedya, that only if she's nises, I'll be bezden, so then that's when she needs a get. But mashma when she's nisei sapi to adem, she does not need a get. Says the Gemara, no, hakamais rabbanan yutar tzachi chutz meishas ish vusha nisei sapi bezden. When the braisa says that every erva does not receive a get if someone's mezana with her, except for eishes ish shenises alpi bezdin, it's not eishes ish shenises alpi bezdin, it's eishes ish visha nises alpi bezdin. It's two cases. Now nises alpi bezdin is for sure talking about when she's nises through an edecha. So what's eishes ish? Eishes ish is talking about when she's nises through two edem. And afopikin, the braisa says that she does need a get. So really, if anything, that braisa could be a riot that the rabbanan argue with Rav Shimon, and mamela there's no kasha. Rav Shisha says no kasha on Rav, that everyone agrees. It's not necessarily true that everybody agrees. It could be the rabbanan argue and hold that the kanasas do apply. But the svar of my havel lomevad says the Gemara masav ulam. I mean, my havel lomevad, is that really true? That just because we say that someone is a total einis, and now we're going to give them certain benefits. But now we learned that kafel v'shem malchus eino haganes v'shem malchus madad v'shem malchus yavon l'binim abayis or harbim abayis. If a person, if the sefer wrote the get and he wrote the date incorrectly, he dated it to malchus eino haganes, referring to malchus roimi or the shem malchus madad v'shem malchus yavon binim abayis harbim abayis haya b'mizach u'kasim b'mayis. If they were on the east of a place, they wrote the west. In any which case, if the get was written incorrectly and she got remarried through this get, she has to leave the second man because she's a nation's ish, and she's also not allowed to go back to her original husband. And all the different kanasis of her mishnah apply to her. Why are we so strict with her? Why don't we say what should she have done? Elamai, you see that we don't pass him based on my havel lemevad, which the Gemara says no. Over there, the pshat is that it's not a my havel lemevad because the bodei lekuril d'gita. She should have had to get read to her, and then she would have realized that it's written incorrectly. Well, Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi Tashma, bring a different raya that we don't pass based on my havel lemevad. It says a koyne says yavim toiv alchot sarasa v'nises. A man does yibam, Shimon does yibam to Eishes Ruv. And the tzara goes, and now she marries the shuk. Now she's free to go. And then it comes out that the yavama, that Shimon was miyabim, is really an islander. So that yibam didn't count. And now really, the tzara is now really zakuk to Shimon. So teitzim mizom mizah. She has to leave the second man that she just married, and she's not allowed to go back to the yavam. V'chol adracham eiluban. All the different kenosis of our mishnah apply to her. But my name may have a little mevad. Why don't we say that? What should she have done? Elamai, you see. We don't pass him based on my havel lemevas, to which the Gemara says, no, it could be we do. And just that over here, it's not that my havel lemevas. She should have been more patient. She should have waited to make sure that the Yavama was not an idleness. Amr Abayi Tashema, Kol Arayish Amr Pater Sir Seyan, with regards to all the Arayis that they passed to the Tzara, Hochu Tzara Svenisu, if let's say, they fall to Yibam, where they don't really fall because it's a Tzara and a Tzara's Erva. And the Tzara's Erva goes down and gets remarried Lashuk. Venimsu Elu Ilanos, and then it comes out that the Erva is an Ilanos, so Tate Mizeh Umizeh. V'chol Adracham Elu Ba. So she has to leave the second man that she just married. She's not allowed to go back to the Yavam. And all the different Knossos of her Mishnah apply to her. Why don't we say that there was nothing for her to have done? She's a total Ines, and therefore we shouldn't be so strict with her. Elamai, you see that we don't pass him based on my have a little mevas, which the Gemara says, no, it could be that we do. But over here, she's not a my have a little meva. There's something she could have done. By the Lamtune, she should have been more patient to make sure that the Erva was not an idleness. Amar Rav Tashemah, Kasev, Sefer Get Leisha, Sefer Leisha. The Sefer was hired to write a get for a man to give to his wife, and a receipt for a woman to give to her husband upon receiving her ksuba. Utav and Asan Get Leisha, Sefer Leisha, and he made a mistake. He by mistake gave the get to the woman and the receipt to the man. Venasnu Zelazev, Zelazev, and then they exchanged. The man gave the woman what he thought was a get, but really was a Sefer. And therefore, they weren't really divorced. And she goes ahead and she gets remarried. Afterwards, they realize their mistake, that the get was really given to the woman, and the man never gave his wife a get. So, the woman has to leave the second man that she was together with, and she's not allowed to go back to her original husband, and all the different kanasas apply to her. Why don't we say that there's nothing she could have done, and therefore, we shouldn't be so strict with her? Alamai, you see, we don't pass him based on my have a little mevad, which the Gemara says that no, it could be that we do, but he bided the kuri the gita. Here, she could have been more careful and had to get read to her. Amar of Ashi Tashima, Shina Shema Yushma, Shemira Shemira. Again, the gets written incorrectly. Her name, his city, her city, Tatesim is Omizah. And she gets remarried through it. The halacha is, she has to leave both men. V'chol Drachim Eluba, Vamayin and my have a little mevad. Again, here also, he bided the kuri the gita. She should have been more careful to have to get read to her. Amar of Yina Tashima, final raya. Kansabiya kireya. Again, they used the get that wasn't kosher. So Tatesim is Omizah. So they have to leave. Again, she gets remarried through it. So again, she has to leave both husbands. Why am I have a little mevad? Again, same tarot, Baila the Kurili Gita. She could have had the get read to her. Now says the Gemara, the Rapapa Savala Mevad of the Mehavala Mevad. Rapapa wanted the Paskin based on the Svar, Mehavala Mevad. So he had a lady that got remarried through Adam, and he wanted to be Mako with her, even though her husband came back, that she was mutter to go back to her husband. Because Mehavala Mevad, what should she have done? Amr le Rafuna, Bred Rav Yeshua, the Rapapa, Vatani Kohani Mesnaisa. How could you Paskin based on Mehavala Mevad? You have all these different braises and Mishnais that we just quoted that seem to say that we don't Paskin based on Mehavala Mevad. So Amr le, Vilav Shaninu, Rapapa said, back. What do you mean? We answered them all up that it could be we do paskin based on my have a little mevads. It's just that these cases are not my have a little mevads. Well, Amr Leir Rafuna said back, you're going to be saimich on a teretz. A teretz is just saying that you have no right to ask a kasha. It could be really we are saimich on my have a little mevad, but not that it's a raya that we're saimich on my have a little mevad. So you can't rely on a teretz. Amr Rav Ashi nu halacha. Amr Rav Ashi ulukal uloi chashinan. If let's say you have a lady who gets remarried, let's say through an Eid Echad, and then instead of her husband coming back, there's rumors that her husband is still alive. So we don't have to be chayshish for the rumors, and she's allowed to stay with the new husband. Now, high kala, when was the call? Ilema called the Basar Nisuan. If it was the call that came out, the rumors only started after she got remarried. Hamar Rav Ashi called the Zimna. Rav Ashi already told us this. Damar Rav Ashi called kala the Basar Nisuan lechayshinim. He said with regards to a kain who marries a lady, and then afterwards there are rumors going around that the lady really is a grusha or a zayna. So we don't have to be concerned for it because they already got married, so we don't have to be concerned for rumors after the marriage here as well. Why would Rav Ashi have to tell it to us again? Says the Gemara, why would the Tema Hayu Vasa LeBeidina V'Sharina could call it the Kamei Nisu and Dami? Even though the real rumors, only started after she got remarried, but really the Reisa already started earlier because we only had an Eid Echad that said that her husband died, and so we had to go to Bez Din, give special Nemanus. So it's really like the rumors were built in already from before the marriage. V'Titzar, therefore we should rely on these rumors to ask her to her new husband. Kamash Mullah, then no, says Rav Ashi, we don't rely on the rumors, and she's allowed to stay together with her new husband.